stem cells are these resident cells that have the capacity to become any number of differentiated functional cells. Using computer vision, we can follow those cells.
This is Future Lab, the online radio show from Intel Labs. I'm Jason Lopez. On today's show, learning about stem cells by installing surveillance cameras in their petri dishes, but with an innovative computer vision system.
I think it's time to check the cell structure.
Yes, that's it. Checking the cell structure. Checking the cell structure.
Checking the cell structure.
Checking the cell structure. The structure of the cell is to be checked.
Checking
the cell structure. Checking the cell structure.
That's a clip from the Woody Allen comedy Sleeper, in which he and Diane Keaton pose as cloning doctors who analyze cells by dancing momentarily in the room. But did you know that when scientists watch stem cells, they see something similar going on?
They have this random walk, and sometimes they do this circular, spinning turn.
Mei Chen is a research scientist at Intel Labs at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. She's helped to develop a computer algorithm to analyze the motion of these stem cells.
You see cells actually are making right angle turns. The following one is more like a show-off fun visual that is like a bird's-eye view of the cells proliferating and expanding. So it looks almost like a fireworks, and they're growing bigger and bigger. This one is more showing how cells behave when they are dividing. So when the cells are dividing, you see a big green dot. This typical type of cell is a muscle stem cell. They have a very distinct process they go through when they divide. They are typically kind of long with many different tentacles reaching out. But when they are dividing, they ball up, become really round and bright, and then have this 8 shape, and then they divide into 2. And I think this is the last one. It's again, showing how cells move a lot faster toward where the food is.
We're patterning hormones in order to tell cells what to do.
This is Dr. Phil Campbell, a research professor at the Institute for Complex Engineering Systems in the School of Engineering at Carnegie Mellon. His background is physiology and endocrinology, and his passion is understanding how hormones affect stem cells.
Stem cells are responsible for all healing and repair in the body, and everybody has them. It's just that we don't always know how to control them. So we're trying to come up with new techniques to control them that hopefully will translate somewhere down the road into new therapies. There are literally hundreds of hormones that are operating in the body at any given time. They're controlling cell behaviors and different systems functions, telling your heart how to beat and how to repair itself, etc. We've only begun to scratch the surface of the biology. There's still plenty to do.
The human body is comprised of about, on average, 75 trillion cells. Now, you weren't born with that many. You had to make them. And throughout your life, cells not only come into existence, but they die, and they have to be replaced.
A perfect example is your skin. Your skin is constantly being sloughed off, so the dead cells are on the outside. They get sloughed off. They have to be replaced by new cells. There has to be, if you will, a mother source of cells that will replicate themselves and then have the ability to make new cells. So within the human body, an adult human body, by example, there are what we call adult stem cells in almost every tissue in the body, within the bone marrow, in blood, fat, skin, muscle. Essentially, all tissues have stem cells. Even the brain has stem cells.
But the concept that makes stem cells so profound is stemness. It's just as it sounds. It means there are stem cells that have the capacity, with the right stimulation, to go down multiple pathways, like make a bone cell, or a muscle cell, or a nerve cell. All it needs are the appropriate cues and information, which come from hormones. Dr. Campbell and his team have developed bioprinting technology where they can create patterns, just like an inkjet printer can create patterns on paper, except the bioprinters don't make letters. Stem cells can't read. Text, that is.
When I talk about bioprinting, I'm talking about printing biology. Okay, other groups, I have colleagues who print cells. Believe it or not, we don't print cells. We print these hormones, and we call these things bioinks.
The bioprinters have been developed over the past 10 years and are a primary tool in studying how to control cell behavior.
Historically, we've done this by hand. In order to do an experiment by our inkjet printing that is essentially 100 mini experiments, and if we're wanting to look at, say, cell number increases within those wells over time, that would take us approximately 2 man-weeks per pattern. So in other words, it becomes rather prohibitive.
The question was, how can you watch the behavior of many stem cells over a long stretch of time? The answer came from computer science and robotics.
I was working on tracking people. The major application of that is like surveillance.
Takeo Kanata researches computer vision technology at Carnegie Mellon's Robotics Institute.
Our system began to be able to track some hundreds of people. So I boasted one day that this is a large-scale tracking program. And then my friend, Dr. Phil Campbell and Lee Weiss, told me, Takeo, that's not a big scale. This is a real big scale. And what they showed me is the video in which thousands of cells are moving in the field of a microscope. They said, this is the real large-scale tracking problem. You have to understand how objects, either a person or cell, appears in the field of view. Their shapes, their texture, darkness, brightness, and so forth. So how can you model them and use them in recognizing one kind from the other and existence, non-existence, and that's the challenge.
The goal of the computer vision system is to develop a program that can automatically quantify the spatial-temporal history of stem cell division. And that system is helping to keep track of the cell lineage tree, or you can call it a family tree.
If we start with one cell and that replicates into 2 daughter cells, those daughter cells replicate and continues to replicate, you'll get a population of cells over time. But one of the things that would be nice to be able to do is to trace that lineage, especially when there are lots of cells. So basically, this technology we're moving toward is so that we can derive these cell family trees, so that we know what our initial cell is, and we can track this over time and see where the daughter cells go. Do they die? Do they differentiate into some type of cell? Where do they move in respect to their surrounding population? This is important information that hitherto we have not had access to, and this will be enabled by as this technology moves forward.
This computer vision technology is being developed to work in the cloud. In mid-September at the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, Mei-Chen's computer vision team will demonstrate online in vitro experiments in the biology department at Carnegie Mellon University and at another lab in Japan, as research teams are able to collaborate using images of the petri dishes taken every few minutes.
As soon as an image is captured, it's uploaded onto the Intel Cloud Computing Cluster. And then as the images are being processed, we also compute these metrics that are interesting to biologists, such as cell population, mitotic fraction, and also confluence ratio.
And the online feed of the images, showing cell population and behavior, is available from the cloud.
We developed a web-based application. We will be able to see the original images, how the images are being processed, and the result, the quantitative analysis over this web application in San Francisco, while the computing is done in Pittsburgh, and the biology, experiments are, being carried out in Pittsburgh or Japan.
This is Future Lab, the online radio show from Intel Labs. Mei-Chen's demo of the Stemness Computer Vision Project will happen at the 2010 Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco in mid-September. You can view photos of today's story on STEMness at Flickr. Just go to Flickr and submit the search terms Intel Future Lab. And you can check out other research projects of Intel Labs by going to intel.com/research.